discover that fantastic point where science and magic meet. Welcome to Healing with the Rainbow Rays. Your host is Alejandra, the internationally known healer, teacher, and author. Alejandra's website is www.colorhealing.com. Healing with the Rainbow Rays will inform, inspire, uplift, illuminate, and transform you. This show explores all the different metaphysical, self-help, ascension, and holistic realms of consciousness. And its underlying theme is the art of color energy healing. Here is Alejandra.
Well, hello, everyone. Good evening, and welcome to the show. Welcome to a new week, and I hope everybody's Monday has started out on a good foot. And yes, hang in there. We're not too much longer before the Mercury retrograde ends, and everybody is, I'm sure, doing a collective yay. Yeah, it's been a real interesting one. The last one and this one have been very tough. So the cosmos is really putting out the clearing for everybody, and so that's the positive thing with it. Know if you are going through a lot of stuff that this is stuff that needed to come up and out, and it's not always easy, but it's good. And we still have a Mars retrograde, and I don't know if it's 7, 8 weeks, something left. It might be a little bit less than that, but that's a long one. So we're still on the Mars one, so you might be noticing things with people with anger and energy situations, you know, that Mars is about. You know, maybe we can ask our guests. You might know a little bit more about that. I dabble in astrology, but it's that's what it is. It's dabbling. Anyway, I want to give out the call in, and it's 347-945-6930. Again, 347-945-6930. We have the chat room open, and we want to give a shout out to everyone in there, especially Stephen, who always say holds the fort down. That's when Genesis isn't there. Okay, so anyway, I want to just go ahead and start doing the little intro for our wonderful guest tonight. I've known her a long time, and I haven't been able to work with her for a little while. We used to be co-radio hosts on the same program, in a sense. We had several people that had their own programs under an umbrella, and she and I were under the same umbrella for some time, and it's been, boy, it's got to be at least a year and a half or more since we've been under that umbrella, but I'm glad to have her back. It was my newer show. Of course, it's been a while now on Blog Talk. I'm glad she's back tonight. So I think she's going to be a really a great resource for all of you, and I'm really happy to have her on. So just wanted to mention, I don't have any new classes coming out yet. I just did the Gemstone Rays and Flames Part 1. If you happen to be listening, I am editing it. I'm almost done, so hang in there, because I'm still doing the last Rainbow Liquid Light module, the last web on that. And so people know that it takes a few weeks sometimes for me to get it out to you. But I love to put out a good product. I don't want to be a shoddy product. So I take my time and make sure it's really edited well and that we have good music down and everything. So at some point I'm going to do out of Gemstones too. Let me just see. With summer coming on and everything, I'm planning on teaching less. So we'll see how that goes. Anyway, if you didn't make it to that class, you can, it's a webinar, you can order it from me. It'll be ready this week if you want to order it. Just give me a call. Let me give you my phone number, because a lot of times it is at the end of the show and a lot of people are gone by then. So let me give you that two details. One is the number you can reach me is 408-986-8550. So that's 408-986-8550, or you can go on to www.colorhealing.com, and that's all one word, or email me at Alejandra7777, so that's 47s, at yahoo.com. Okay, I see the switchboard starting to fill up here. Great. And we're going to do the intro now for Judy. So her name is Judy Hansen, and she's a spiritual life coach, speaker, master healer, teacher, and the founder of the original healing technique, REAL, Real Process. Her work centers on finding and identifying areas in the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies that block your money flow, happiness, life purpose, and your relationships. She works with each client to release these blocks with dramatic speed. The results are immediate and long-lasting, and Judy will help you to explore and awaken to a life you can only imagine. So I'm going to give her stats. Write it down, everyone. I've got it down in the chat room, but those of you listening can't see it. So you can contact her at Judy at Judy E. Hansen. Now, Hansen can be spelled two ways. So this is the H-A-N-S-E-N. And Judy is the normal spelling of Judy. So it's Judy at Judy E., the initial E, Hansen, but no periods in there or anything. So judyehansen.com. And then her website is www.judyehansen.com. And you can go over to Facebook, and she is at, guess what, Judy E. Hansen, okay, on Facebook. And you can call her at 614-209-3025. Again, 614-209-3025. And you're going to want to do that because if you're amongst the first 10 people, so you better get on it tonight, probably, you can get a 30-minute free, I want to emphasize that. It's called a discovery session to see how she works. It's normally a $75 value, but she can only take 10. Okay, so contact her by phone, or my suggestion probably is to go straight to her email or her phone number, because if she's like me, she might not get to the Facebook right away or the website right away if you go that way. But maybe she's different than me. But those two ways, I would think you could get in and get on her list tonight. So anyway, one more time for the number, 347-945-6930. Chat room is open. And without further ado, let me open up the phone line and bring Judy Hansen on. Hi, Judy. Are you there? Hello? Oh, dear. Judy, are you there? Okay, I'm not getting any audio. Okay, looks like she's tried another line here. Let's try this.
I am here.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, hello.
Hey, let me get rid of the second line here. Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, it's showing everything was fine, but yeah, it was like, where's Judy? So welcome,
I know.
Judy.
Well, thank you.
It's retrograde.
Very much.
Well, you know, we expect a lot of things with blog. You know, we roll with it during the retrograde. Anyway, it's so good to have you. Gosh, I know I've had you on before, but it's been a few years, I think.
It's been a while.
Yeah. I haven't done
right.
it in this go around, yeah. So it's great to have you back and everything. And
well, thank you.
And you're going to do readings. This is going to be good. I hope I'll get one.
Having a session with someone, and all of a sudden, you know, I just started seeing all this information, and I was working with them and with angels, and then I had to go get my drums because then I could feel the Native American energy. So it was just really awesome how to connect and to bring in both forces. I think that angels and Native American really go well together. It's all the same, really. I mean,
yeah.
You know, it's energy. It's all about energy.
Oh, isn't it? It's everything is energy.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
There's nothing that's not energy, right?
I mean, basically. I mean, it's like impossible
right.
not to have energy anywhere. Well, you know, I'm not going to wait too long before we have you start to interact with everyone, especially when we get all piled up and we hate to see people not get a reading. Sometimes that happens. But I do want to at least introduce you a little more to our listeners by asking, you know, a couple things that would be really good to hear about. And the first one is, how did you actually get going in your chosen field? You know, everybody's got a story where they go back and, you know, oh, yeah, you know, in childhood I did this or that, or, you know, oh, no, I went into some other field, and then, you know, in my 20s or 30s or 40s, whatever, you know, it just turned around. And so what was your journey in terms of, you know, kind of going into a field like this?
Well, you know, like you say, we all have a journey, and we at some point we realize, oh, I've always wanted to do this. I've always wanted to help and be of greater service. And I started at a very early age. I was in college, and I was a freshman in college, and I was stoned on pot about every day at that point in my life. And I signed up to be a volunteer at a drug hotline. Now, what is strange, it's not strange, but I really didn't want to smoke pot every day. I just didn't know what else to do. So I volunteered at a drug hotline. And the reason I'm mentioning it is that because I was 18 years old and I wanted to be of greater service, of just, you know, helping people, talking to people, et cetera, et cetera. I started off with, to me, a very conservative route. I became a school teacher and became a stay-at-home, you know, got married, became a stay-at-home mom and all that great stuff. So it wasn't until the early 90s that someone told me that I should go see this woman and she could help me with the issue at hand. And I don't even remember what the issue was at the time. So I went to see this woman and I didn't even know who she was. And she turned out to be a psychic. And she said to me, "You have so much love and you have so much ability to help others." And seriously, if I had known she was a psychic, I probably wouldn't have gone, because I was still very fearful of the unknown, mm-hmm. like what is a psychic and what does a psychic do. So in the 90s, that was the route. And just one visit with her, seeing the doors just blasted open. Now, the other thing that everybody has the ability to tap in to their own psychic abilities, and whether it's sight, whether it's hearing, knowing, it doesn't matter. We all have that ability. I've been blessed to be in a family lineage where I have a sister who's a psychic medium. I have my great aunts did seances, and you know, that they were spiritualists. So that does. I mean, I hear it makes a difference. I don't know if it really does. So I don't do psychic reading. That's not the route. That's not my path. What I do is give people a reading of the blocks of keeping them for living their full authentic self. And that's what it's really about. It's that self-discovery of getting back to that purity, of that oneness. And life takes us on this journey and throws us a lot of curves that just throws us off. So that's mm-hmm. really what I'm here to do. And I will tell you this is, I don't know if you realize, you know, you've discovered this, Allie, but in my own path as a spiritual healer, I started off, you know, I was just like interested in everybody. I wanted to learn everything. But on my path, I discovered that there are people out there that just because they do spiritual healing work doesn't mean that they are really clean energetically and come from the highest integrity. And I didn't know.
Right.
I just thought everybody has a gift. So, my gosh, they know something. And so I learned, you know, that wasn't the case through a lot of experience of trial and error. So that took me, you know, on a journey. And then when I lived in Houston, I worked with a team of people that we would work with people top in their field to help clear energy and help. Sometimes we just need to refresh ourselves. All of us. And when you agree as a healer, we all need to help each other. We all have stuff that we need to continually clear.
Yeah, and isn't it a shock when you encounter so many people actually within the metaphysical field, whether it be, you know, readers or channels, well, channel is sort of a general thing, but, you know, say they have, they focus on that, or they're a healer or mixture. So many of them seem to have so many issues that come up. I think that people do feel sometimes if they go into this that, you know, everything is just going to be fine and they don't need to deal with their own stuff. And so it's amazing how many come into the field. And I think, of course, if you do this kind of work, you're not going to escape. In fact, even more so, the stuff is going to come out up than maybe the average person, because you're around all of this higher energy that you're bringing in. And so, of course, what comes up when you bring the higher energy in is all the stuff that's the shadow, the unexpressed, the disowned, the hidden talents even within the shadow will come up to balance out because of the duality. So, you know, I it's amazing just what happens oftentimes to people. I think they feel if they go into it that they won't have to deal with a lot of their issues. And so it becomes very surprising to them, I think, and for those that work with other people, say we're sort of novices in, and you go, whoa, this is supposed to be a spiritual person. Why is all this happening? You know, well, they're still people, and you know, the more you bring in the light, the more the other's going to surface, don't you think?
That, you know, that is so true. You don't, and you're right about that. You really, we really want our vibration as high as it'll go, and let's keep it as clean and as pure, because we definitely can help a lot more people. That is true. And I do want to tell you, Allie, from the bottom of my heart, that I'm honored to know you. You are a fabulous healer, but the part is pure heart. And that is what is so important in the process, is to come from that place of love, of just love and just humbleness. And you definitely,
well, I sure agree with that. Good. Then it's working because it is how I know. I'm glad to see it's working. Because I don't know how to do it any other way, because I think that I don't know how anyone can do it without bringing in those key qualities. It happens, I guess. All I can say in my, it's not even a defense or to explain it, is I do feel I've done so many lifetimes with this, that somehow along the way I've been able to work through a lot. So by the time now I'm here, you know, but it's not from lack of work, that's for sure, because no one is spared, that's for sure, in what they need to look at. Even if they do that, even if they are able to come from that good place, you know, there's still lots of challenges and tests and that kind of thing. So, but it's how you handle adversity. So that's a big part of it. You know, how are you handling someone, you know, does this or that, or, you know, it's trying to handle as much as you can with grace, and know too that you aren't, for me, I've had to learn, just to share a little bit with the listening audience, and most people wouldn't know this that do tune in, is for me, I found that, at times I would become, say, what you would call a whipping boy for problems with someone that I was working with that was maybe over me in terms of, you know, that was their organization or center or whatever. And it was learning how to say no, that I love myself too much to do that, to allow myself to be in that position no matter what the mission was, as good as the mission was. You have to know when that is not something that is something that you need to put up with, you know. Obviously you have to give a little bit of slack here and there if they're having maybe a challenging thing, but when things happen over and over and over again, then you know, okay, you know, I need to myself for this, and is this a place I want to be? And my feeling is that probably you've had a similar situation to that occasionally, you know? Would I be right about that?
Yeah,
in terms
right.
of, yeah,
right.
being in that situation
I, yes,
where you have
I
to
agree.
Really stand up for yourself. Yeah, yeah.
You do.
Absolutely.
You do. And that's been one of my core issues is empowerment and being able to do that and not feeling powerless. And I've given my power away so much to people because maybe
mm-hmm.
they were able to, like, I had a friend that was able to visually, literally could go, I mean, she said she did, whether, I don't know if it's true, but she could see inside of the physical body. So I would say, well, she knows more than me, you know, or she's better than me because her gift is so much greater. Or somebody else that, you know, did all these things, yada, yada, and so, yes, I put people up on a pedestal, and I had to stop that, and I had to be able to have discernment and without
yeah.
judgment and
mm-hmm.
judging them because I think they're greater or judging them because they're less than. There's no one that is greater
right.
or less than. And
we've aligned with have many gifts and many wonderful aspects to their personalities, and you don't always see that side. And when it comes out, it's sort of a shock because they are so skilled. And so it's just, I would just say, you know, put that out there for people generally is to really be observant. And this is coming from experience, to be observant of who you do align with and make sure that you don't just see the wonderful side, see all of the person, see all of the aspects. But even if you don't and you do have some harsh realities hit, then it's a good learning lesson, and everything is not a mistake. Everything is there to say, oh, okay, yeah, I got that now. So interesting. We should talk about that today.
And you know, but and I do want to, and even want to add something else, Allie, because this is the other thing. When we're all, and I hope all the listeners, I mean, some may understand this, some may not yet, but when you're on your spiritual path, we work on ourselves and we try to come with integrity and honor and grace. You know, like you said, grace. And so we accept people for the way they are. And so that's
yeah.
been to me, even though we have to stand back, I would say, well, I'm just going to accept that person for the way they are and love them anyway, because that's what we're supposed
mm-hmm.
to do, love them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard
and in that love,
critical and throwing people out of their life because they didn't live up to their standard or they didn't like something about somebody and they were too judgmental. So the point is right. So where, I mean, what do you do? And so it really is boundaries. And it's not about shutting a person down. It's just about not giving them your power.
Absolutely. And it's knowing when you can say, you know, I love you. I honor you as a being of, you know, being a fellow being, a fellow soul. But for me, this situation or this alliance or this relationship, it doesn't work for me now, and I need to remove myself, but I wish you nothing but wonderful things and all that. And because sometimes they can be part of a very close part of the soul group or other things, and, you know, we are more inclined to take more abuse and, you know, allow ourselves to be abused, you know, if they are very, you know, we've had a lot of incarnations with them and things like that. But sometimes you just need to say, you know, this isn't going to work for me in this lifetime, or at least at this time of my lifetime. No.
Right. That it's not right. And it doesn't mean that it's not painful and that it's not disappointing, but you have to, we do have to have our boundaries and without judgment. And to me, it's love. You just do it in love, and
absolutely.
You know that it is. It's just yes. It's just you do
well,
it in love.
It's the only way.
That,
yeah,
me,
it's really
yeah.
the only way. I mean, otherwise that's going to be not. If you can't honor the soul of them and an unconditional love. Maybe not a like. You don't have to like them, but at least an unconditional love and recognition. You know, and then I think it might be kind of incomplete. And so it would actually, you know, make it more, you know, impactful if you, you know, if you don't leave any aspects of it out. But anyway, wow, this is really a great conversation. But we're filling up, and I want to make sure these people get a chance to talk with you. So
okay.
One more time for the phone number, 347-945-6930. Again, 347-945-6930. And the chat room is open, and we got more in there. Hello, everyone. And I just want to say to Stephen, since you're coming up, you won't be able to talk to Stephen or anyone in the chat room. So how about if we get a question or something? Would that help to at least have a connection, because there's no vocal there for you?
Right. Well, let's try it. If I get something, I get it. If I don't, I don't. You know.
Okay. Well, everyone, you know, I have a strange way of reading. You know, I'm not saying yours is strange, but I have a very different way of doing readings myself that are different than a lot of the people I have on the show. And you just have to honor the way that you do them. And, you know, this is how I've always done it for different incarnations. And so it is a little different for me, too, the way I do my sessions as well. So let's see how it goes. And Stephen, if you could ask something, you're coming up like very shortly. So bring up a question for Judy. Okay, so let's go back to the switchboard and let's open up the lines. And I know who this one is. Hi, Ellen from New York.
Hi, Alejandra, and hello, Judy. Thank you for taking
hello.
My call.
Hello.
Judy works, everybody. She was like, Judy likes to chat a little bit with the person and kind of feel the energy and everything. You know, I think healers, and I'm a healer mainly as well, we work slightly different. Even if we work with our clairvoyance, we work a lot mm-hmm. with clairsentience, the feeling. And so we're working in a little bit of a different mode. So connecting by voice or by physical feeling, we get so much, don't you think, Judy? And so that's kind of,
yes.
We're going in sort of, I don't know if it's the back door, but a little different than some of the ones that just go strictly clairvoyance, you know, they're like, you know. Mm-hmm. So, Ellen, I'm going to let you just chat a little bit with Judy, and then she'll start to do her reading. So go ahead, whoever wants to talk first.
So, Ellen, tell me a little bit about you.
I live in New York. I used to live on the West Coast, and I moved. I'm originally from New York, lived on the West Coast, and moved back to New York. And I'm getting an itch to move again, but I haven't decided where. I'm sitting here at home with three cats. Don't ask me how I ended up with three cats.
Yes,
hello?
Yes. Oh, yes. No, I'm in your energy field, so I'm
okay.
That is fine. So just tell me. So you're moving back and forth. Are you in a relationship? Are you by yourself?
Well, I have three cats. Other than that, I'm by myself.
Okay. Are you okay with that?
Well, I'm okay, but I would prefer to be in a relationship.
Well, I'm feeling a really deep sense of sadness and loneliness. And so what I'm picking up. And with that, it's the heart energy.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's anything else you would like to add, go ahead.
You talk about being a coach and being a block. Is there a block there? Can I remove it?
Yes, we can. Okay, so that's why I wanted to make sure that it's okay if we go ahead and move it. You have a lot of love. And you have great imagination, very upbeat, and I'm sure your cats keep you company. So what I want you to do is put your hand on your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Just let us be for just a minute. Just keep your hand there. And while you have your hand on your heart, I want you to think about each of your cats and how much you love them. Also, some work is being done on your kidneys. So from the heart energy to your kidneys is where I see it's taking place. Okay, so move your hand from your heart area. And when is the last time you've been in a relationship of a person? Intimate?
About two, a relationship, well, what counts as a relationship? I would say anything that's any deeper, I would say probably 2000.
Of a deep relationship, okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay, so I want you to close your eyes, and when you think of that last relationship, just tell me if there's any place in your body you feel it.
Why do you, I'm sorry, I know you may have your voice, but why do I want to think about that relationship?
Because there's some unhealed areas, and what
okay.
I'm trying to do is for you to clear the blocks. So when I want you to become aware, if you feel it in your body, if you don't feel it in your body, okay. But if you feel it in your body, we're going to concentrate because that's where the stuck energy is.
Okay. Okay.
So all we're trying to do is remove any energy that is blocked that will open you up to more of what it is you want and desire. So, are you wanting to continue?
Yes, yes. There's a reason why it ended, and so that's why I'm wondering, why would I want to go reboot that? Okay, but now I got you.
And I do know that when you can feel the energy and you can feel the shift, then you're going to know there's a change. So I've been working energetically with the angels on your heart area, and I see it shooting down to the kidney area, which is kidneys is going to be sadness, hopelessness. So what I'm trying to do is open up your energy flow. So if we could go
okay.
to the year 2000, and I want you with your eyes closed just to be thinking of this person and tell me if you can feel it in your body anywhere.
Maybe my stomach area.
Right.
Abdomen?
Okay. Yeah. So what I want you to do, that's your feeling center. So put your hand on your stomach, on your abdomen, and I'm going to send healing light to your stomach, to your solar plex, to your feelings, and your feeling center, and just keep your hand there. And I want you to be thinking about this person while you're doing that. Now shift the energy from that person and think of something that brings you so much love. And I just know about your cats. So there may be somebody or something else mm-hmm. that brings you so much love. And I want you to now go to love and just think about love. Of whatever brings you the most pleasure. Just do that for a minute, please.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now move your hand. And now I want you to think about this person in 2000 and tell me if you still feel them in your solar plex.
No. No.
No. Okay. So see, you. So what is probably going to happen, I don't know this for sure, but you remove that, and what I would like for you to do is continue just keeping your, throughout the evening, tomorrow, whenever, think about it, put your hand back on your heart. What you need is a heart adjustment, and we don't have time tonight on the radio show to do it, but that, that's what I would recommend, is a heart adjustment. However, you've opened up the solar plex. Your heart energy is beginning to open. I'm feeling anger coming out of you somewhere. You probably need to scream. I don't know if you have ever done that, but this relationship, whatever, now and picking up some anger. So that's okay. All you're going to do is allow that heart to open. And if you get emotional, then get emotional. But just see how you do and just hold yourself in love and light, okay? And I will hold love and light for you too. Feel free to call me. You've got my number if you want to continue. I am taking 10 people, and I can continue working with you, or I can let you know what else my services are and I can help you.
Terrific. Thank you so much, Judy, and thank you, Alejandra.
Oh,
you're
welcome, Ellen. Good work.
Thank
good
you.
Work.
Yeah, good
yeah.
job.
So should I put you on mute, because you may get some good stuff from the other sessions as well.
Yes, I would like to listen. Thank
all
you.
Right. All right, have a great week, and good luck on all that. I'm sure you're going to get a lot of changes from that. So we'll talk to you later,
yeah,
Ellen.
You know what is so awesome is that because we're all really one energetically, that as healings go tonight, we all can benefit from them. You know, that there'll
yeah.
be something and we'll remember. And so just, yeah, keep that in mind, everyone.
Yes, absolutely. And also, what I usually do in my spiel about getting the archive later, because you'll find, even just in your regular readings, which, this is definitely healing, they can get, even from their stories, they can get things that are helpful, but particularly from this kind of work tonight, we find that people synchronistically all show up that need similar things on any given show. We'll find that the states are even similar. Like one night it will be a lot of people are from New York, a lot of people another night can be from North Carolina or whatever. It's so funny how that works. And so there's a lot of synchronicity and who does show up for each show. So let's bring on area code 949. You're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Alejandra. Hi, Judy. My name is Lori. I'm calling from
Hi,
Irvine,
Lori.
California.
Hi. Okay. Have you've called in before, right, Lori? You're not
yes,
new, right?
I called
you've
a few
in
months
before?
Ago. Yes,
I just remember it energetically feels, yeah. Well, I'm so glad to hear from you, and I'll let you and Judy talk.
Lori, I didn't get to hear where you're from.
I'm from Irvine, California.
That's what I thought. Okay. You said California.
Right.
Great. So tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, let's see. I've been working on myself ever since I can remember. I've done a lot of healing, forgiving. I'm in a much better place now. I do get a lot of messages in my dreams, and I just feel like every time I'm over a difficulty, something else comes up, you know? And I guess my question to you, Judy, is what is it that I need to really work on to get to the next level? Because I've had these dreams where, and it might sound strange, but where I'm supposed to go to a new place, a new earth, that I'm at a higher frequency vibration, but that it's my choice. What is my choice? Is it my choice to stay here and barely pass, or is it my choice to move on? I don't know, you know? I'm hoping you can help me with that.
Right. I take it that to to move to a new earth means you have the opportunity to continue to raise your vibration and go to open up to more dimensions. And you have it, the ability in your heart, because to me, heaven is in our heart, heaven on earth.
Yes.
So you have the ability to have the life you choose, you know, to have the life that you want. So I don't look at it as a new earth, like this earth is going to be destroyed and we're going to come up as light workers. I look at it that we're all here together, and it's about us returning to that love, to that oneness, to that the ultimate love of when the personality is infused with the spiritual self, and there's no longer the personality, it's just the soul, and that can be done on earth. So yes, that's what I see.
Okay. So you feel
so what is
healing? I mean, do you see any more challenges coming up for me? Because I've really been through a lot, you know, and I've
May I ask you the age range you're in, Lori?
I'm 45.
Okay.
It's been tough for me since day one, I can tell you that. But it's all good. You know, what wounds you heals you, you know?
Well, let's I went through a period of my time where I was very much like you, where I was continually healing. I've had a lot of hard things, knocks and so forth in my life that has taught me to be where I'm at, you know, which has been wonderful. And I had to really go in and search to see what areas in my life and my subconscious mind, because, see, we're creating our world. We're creating our future by our thoughts. And what is in my subconscious mind that keeps bringing up stuff that I have to keep healing? So
for me, it keeps wanting to say to run away, but I keep staying and doing the work and, you know, peeling one layer at a time. But I don't know if the message is that I'm just supposed to give up and move on, you know?
Well, it's not about ever giving up and moving on. Tell me a little bit about what it is you're wanting to do.
Well, I mean, I'd like to have a better relationship with, you know, with my family or my husband. And I like to, you know, I feel like I have some sort of healing abilities, but I'm not quite sure, you know, and I've done a lot of sacrifice for everyone, and I like to really focus on just me, which is something I've never done, you know.
Good for you.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, so that's where you are. So let's get to you, and I want to get out of our heads and trying to come up with a theory of this or that or so forth. But you've got some healing to do in your subconscious mind. So what that tells me is you have some beliefs that still need to be cleared. And you will know it by how things are showing up in your life. So if you want a better relationship with your husband, and that's right there, then you need to go in and figure out what it is you need to change yourself to have a better relationship with them. Do you have children?
No, I don't have children.
Okay, so
I have a nephew that I adopted, and I raised him. He's an adult now.
I have a child, but
not one that I gave birth to, no.
So is it you're wanting to know what, so I'm kind of hearing you're wanting to find out your life's purpose, your soul's purpose
exactly.
of what you're supposed to.
Right.
So I can't, honestly, the radio show is not going to be the place to talk about it, because that's going to take some soul searching and some work. Feel free, you know, if you want to call, schedule a session, I'd be more than happy to help you to absolutely do that. But I will say also there's some things in your subconscious mind, which are beliefs. They're nothing more than perspective and beliefs. There isn't anything hidden in there. It's just some things that would do you a lot of good if you work through. And it's a lot easier than what you think.
Okay. I got it.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Judy. I really appreciate
thank
it.
You,
thank
you, Lori.
Amanda.
Thank you.
You know what? Yes. And if you give her, a, you know, I'm sure right now you can get in as one of the 10 if you call. Well, she's on that one line. But write this down after the show. You can call in at 614-209-3025. It's also up on Blog Talk if you want to get it there. And then you can, or you can write her on email at Judy at Judy E. Hansen, and that's with an E, .com. Because it's rare, probably, for her to be giving out so many 30-minute free discovery consultations. So this is a really good chance for people to get a chance to experience her work. So that sounds like a perfect thing for you to continue with this. So anyway, so good to hear from you again. And do you want me to
put you on
mute? Because a lot of times some of the other things you'll relate to, as we've always found. So I put you on mute?
Yeah, I enjoyed the meditation earlier or the healing energy. I felt that. So, yes, please mute me. Thank you.
Okay, and good luck, Lori. You're on the right track, I really feel. And you,
yeah, you are.
Feels like you have a lot to offer. You know, I have to stop because I'll start reading you too. All right, let's put it on mute here. Thank you. Bye, sweetie.
You know, and
okay.
And Allie,
yes, go ahead, Judy.
Allie, if I may say something first, that I think that when we're on our spiritual path, and you know, we've been doing it for a while, and it's like, okay, now I want to do this, and this is what I'm at. I want to do, well, how do I go about it, you know, and how can I make money doing it? And then you have to start looking through your own prosperity issues, and are you open to make it? I mean, it's just, life just isn't as easy as it needs to be, is it? I mean, there's always things we have to do right. And it is, I'll tell you, because I started myself with, I would get involved with coaches because I want to do this, and I have a background in sales and business and some other things too. So, you know, even me, you know, it's helped to know these extra things to do. But for someone that wouldn't know, it's tough. It's
tough. I mean, it's tough enough.
You open up.
Yeah,
it is, and then you open up to your spiritual gifts, and then you've got the right brain that now is, you know, doing everything 80% of the time, but you really need to be in complete balance with the left side, which is helping you to take action to get things done. So it's definitely a process is all I can say.
Absolutely. How about we take we'll take Stephen in the chat room first. We got a number of people waiting on the switchboard. But I know you're going to need a little break. So everyone hang in there. We're going to try to get to you all. There's a real good chance, although we're coming into after the top of the hour, you know, we just have another half hour. But I think we can get everyone in. But let's get Stephen now from the chat. And Stephen wants to know, you know, how can he remove mental blocks? Now, I can give you a little bit of data about Stephen. He's from Toronto, Canada, or the area of Toronto, not actually Toronto. And he's around, I think he's 35, around there. If I'm wrong, Stephen, about that. And he's Pisces, and that helps at all. But he's a very, you know, gifted guy and everything, but he's wanting to know about mental blocks. Does anything come up for you with Stephen or any area that you might need a little
Know, right. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Your biggest obstacle is yourself because you're very judgmental, critical of yourself. So you need to lighten up, be nicer to yourself, and actually just love you. That's the first thing I get. Now, what I'd like to know, if you could put in the chat room about or a private message or however you want to do it, what specifically? Because anything, I mean, mental means to me is we're in our head and we're not in our heart. And listen, I've done that. I actually have a PhD in about all of this. So of life, you know, of having to overcome and try different things. And I have spent a majority of time in my head, and I discovered it was based on fear. So give me a little bit more information, and I'll see if I can help you unblock something.
Right, and I would suggest, Stephen, grab one of the 30-minute ones, okay? You already are on the computer. You can go over to Judy at judyehanson.com see about, you know, doing some there, because it may be a lot easier than through the chat room, because that way she can interact with you directly and everything. But if you want to, you can put a few things out. But we're going to move to a break, and then we'll see if there's anything from Stephen at the when we come back. He's saying already here, yeah, fear. So he's agreeing. But yeah, I was going, yeah, too, that he's his harshest critic too. Definitely, you definitely.
Yeah. And I do this with women. I do a lot of inner child work, and I find that the child, when you work with your inner child, that's the pure heart, and that to me opens you up to the path of Christ consciousness when you allow that and you open up the door. And so with you, Stephen, I'm going to tell you what I tell women, a lot of the women I work with, and is that you need to see yourself as this incredible little boy. And I want you to pick him up. He's running over to you. He's just a little toddler, and I want you to hold him and love him and tell him how much you love him and believe in him, and he's incredible just the way he is. And if you will do that and just love and accept yourself, give me a call. I'll be more than happy to, you know, we'll schedule something. But that's what you need right now, is to get out of the mental stuff and get to the heart.
Well, you want to hear something, really something. His Facebook picture is of him as a child. He doesn't put up his normal picture, you know, this like where he is now, what it looks like now. He's got, I can't tell if he's 5, 7, 10 years, but he's adorable. He's got his picture of himself as a child.
What color
so
is Stephen's hair?
It's a dark brown.
Okay.
Yeah. But he was a reasonably cute kid. But he puts that picture up. I think that's really interesting, because, you know, you're talking about inner child work here. So
That is. And what I see him as blonde, because I see that innocent little boy. And when I'm shown the blonde hair, you know, if he's not a blonde, then it's the innocence. It's that pure innocence of you're vulnerable, because you don't know anything any different.
Yeah, or sometimes you just see them in their, say, their higher selves, or, you know, like a different dimensional self. You know, I do often see them how they don't look here necessarily, if I'm looking. But anyway, we're going to go to a break, and we will get to, we've got several of you so far. I think we'll get to all of you. So just hang in there. We'll take probably we'll try to do no more than about 3 minutes. So come on back to Healing with the Rainbow Rays and take your break. And this is by Alea Dow, and it's Awaken.
Time to awaken.
we're back to Healing with the Rainbow Rays. I'm your host, Alejandra, and we have Judy Hansen here, who is a life coach and healer and teacher and speaker and many things. And she is the founder of the original healing technique called Real Process, or R-E-A-L. In fact, Judy, would you talk a little bit about that? We have several readings waiting, but just maybe give us a brief idea of what they stand for, the letters R-E-A-L, and we're seeing your process in process here, so it's very impressive. So what does R-E-A-L stand for?
Well, of course, real, but I have to tell you, I have a spirit guide, and he goes by Dr. Hayes, and I've known him thousands and thousands of years. Maybe 50,000. I mean, a lot, okay? And so he said to use this because it'll stand out, and it plays with words. Like, you can do something like, I'm going to reel in a fish, like you go fishing, a reel, or you're talking about this is really real, you want to do this, something like that. So it is a spirit guide who gave me the name, gave it to me, and it stands for release, embrace, align, and let go. And what it really means to me is we all have the ability to heal ourselves. And we get so caught up in our life's events, which we can't help. It's our story. And things happen, and we lose faith. And we don't know. We forget how to just let go and just trust and know that whatever is presenting itself, we're going to be okay. We don't have to take it on. So for me, it's about releasing and having that faith. So to me, you can't heal it if you don't even know you have it going on in your life. So when you can acknowledge it, and that's, embrace it and say, wow, and then you just let it go. And that, to me, you let it go is you surrender to it. You say, I'm done with it. Lori's talking about all the healing California she has done, and she's an example, and it's like, you just learn to just let it go. And so what's nice is, yes, we can do this ourselves, absolutely. And I know, I'm sure you too, Allie, you reach a point in healing and helping so many people. You do. We do count on our guides and our higher self to help us to do the healing. But there are times I still have to reach out to others because I'm so much
absolutely.
In my own way. I'm in my own way that I can't see. When you connect with that other person, it's so easy just to lay back and say, I'm done. I surrender. Just take it.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you do.
Absolutely.
So, right.
Yeah, I highly
right.
recommend
real,
using
right.
someone's skills to help you. That's really
right.
made a difference in my life, to find really good people that, usually what's going on, but sometimes you don't always get it, and they're there to be able to show you. So anyway, let's open up the line, and we've got area code 312. You're on the air. What is your first name, and where are you calling from?
My name's Karen. I'm calling from Chicago.
Jan from Chicago.
Hi, Jan.
Okay, have you called in before,
Karen.
Jan, or you new? Oh, I'm sorry. What was your name?
Karen.
Karen. Oh, my God. It sounded like
Jan.
Yes.
Oh, Karen.
Well, I'll tell you the connection.
Yeah.
Karen from Chicago.
I
think you've called in before, right, Karen?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. You sound familiar. Well, I'm going to let you just hand you over to Judy. Okay.
Oh.
Okay. I get to talk to a Midwestern. So,
yes.
Yeah.
I have a cold, so that's why I can't. I was wondering if I'm going to see my friend. I have a friend that he's going to be working some long hours coming up. His schedule's going to be really
tough. The answer is yes.
Oh, okay. I really miss him. I really miss him. And I told him that, but I don't think he really believed me when I told him I missed him. And I said, I really miss talking to you. And, Just kind of wondering what you see.
Well, are you wanting a psychic reading or a let's see what we have blocked, any energy, so you can bring in more love and happiness, more than you can imagine?
Oh, yes, that sounds good.
That sounds good, huh?
Yeah. I'll tell you about the psychic readings. I do love to get one periodically, but when I was first on my path, I lived by every word a psychic said.
Mm-hmm.
And I discovered through my life, and it took a while, trust me, many years before I realized that there was something in me that I had to find, that really I didn't have to find it. I just needed to acknowledge that I have every answer to everything that I need, and it's already in me. So I don't know why I'm saying this to you. I honestly don't know why I'm bringing this up. And readings are nice. Trust me, they are nice. But, however, we have to go within, because a reader is still, even though we're connected, we're not any more connected than you are, okay? So we're human. Even though we're spiritual, we're human. So we're taking in information. So that's just how I feel about it. And it's not that tonight I haven't said things of what I'm picking up, okay? So I would just like to empower you. So what is it I can empower you with? Is there anything that you see, that you feel that you have a block to, or something that you could open up to more, shift some energy?
Yeah, to be more confident in my speech, you know, when I'm speaking either to him or to someone else on how I feel, because a lot of times they think I'm joking around or I'm kidding or maybe being needy, and I'm like, no, I'm serious, and I don't know if they believe me, or is it just my presentation? I think
it is what I see. It's this little girl. I'm not calling you a little girl, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I energetically, I see this little girl who just wants to be heard and want to speak up. For some reason, no one is taking you seriously. So what I want you to do, I want you to hold this little girl. And she is 7 years old. And I want you, she's you, and just let her sit on your lap. And we're going to be quiet for a minute. And she just wants you to listen to her. And she hasn't felt like she has been heard her whole life. Okay?
Okay.
So just hold her for a minute. And listen to her and tell her that what she has to say is really important.
Okay.
Now, I want you to do this more when we get off the phone, because right now, you know, we could be heard right now from all over the world. If anyone that picks up this radio number, you know, the number through Blog Talk, so it's kind of hard to get into the zen. I'm wanting you to get in, okay? So
okay.
It's important that you do that. Your power center, I want you to close your eyes right now. And I want you to see that somebody, you're talking to someone and they're not taking you seriously. And tell me where you feel that in your body.
On my left side of my, like, chest area.
Okay. So you feel it in your chest area. Okay.
Yes.
So put your hand there. And I'm sending energy to your throat, chakra, and to your solar plex. Because those areas, the head, and the heart, and everything in between, down to your feet. You've got to get it all aligned, okay? So as we're doing that and shifting some energy, so I am asking, I am requesting and receiving the pure insight wisdom to assist you at this time. So to shift to, I'm asking to scramble the vibration, the frequency that no one can hear you. No one is listening. And replacing it with love. So let's just let it happen. And when the vibration is being scrambled, it's being neutralized so that even more love and more power comes into you. Now, I want you to see you talking to this guy and keep your hand on your heart. And I want you, through feeling, let him know that you really have an interest in him and you really want to see him. Whatever you're feeling, I want you to say it to him right now, okay? Through your mind.
Okay.
With feeling, no joking. And when you're done, let me know.
Okay.
Now, I want you to, whoever that person was before that I told you to imagine that you were saying something and that someone wasn't taking you seriously, I want you to see if you can go back and play that again and tell me if you feel it somewhere in your body.
I feel it in my throat, like the lower part
right.
of my neck.
Right, because that is your throat chakra of you having a voice, and what you have to say is important. And your throat is closed. The energy is not fully open is what I mean. So, okay, so let's put your hand on your throat, and I want you to send it love. And I want you to say to yourself, and I want you to say out loud, what I have to say is important.
What I have to say is important.
And I want you to listen to me.
And I want you to listen to me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What a difference, huh?
Oh, yeah, there's a difference. There's a difference.
Yeah, a big difference. A big difference. I would take you through more because I do believe your solar plex and some other areas, but that's the most we can do now. And the next thing I would do is have you go back and just go back to see if you removed. Because all you're doing is I'm providing the space and my guides and, you know, the everything – is providing you with the opportunity to heal because it's you doing the healing and my job is to empower you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Good work, Karen. And I'm going to go ahead and put you back on mute. And all of you that are getting sessions, don't forget to get the archive later because it's amazing what you tend to forget and everything. So, so let's go to area code 951, you're on the air. What is your first name and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Nathaniel from California.
Well, I haven't heard from you for a while.
Hi.
How are you doing, Nathaniel?
Oh,
hi, Nathaniel.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So what
Doing good. Go ahead.
No, what part of California are you in, Nathaniel?
I'm in Barstow.
Wow.
Where's that?
Oh, it's right near the border of Arizona, Southern California.
Kind of.
Oh, okay.
It's a big train stop, but I think the trains go through here, so there's a big train station of more industrial stuff, you know, people.
Yeah, it's a pretty small town, yeah.
So what can I do
to
help you?
So how can Judy help you, Nathaniel? How can she help you tonight?
How can I support you?
Well, I'm looking to buy a house in Encinitas, and I just really don't have any funding much at the moment, but I wonder if I'm going to get a job and move.
Are you unemployed right now?
Yes, I am.
And how long have you been unemployed?
You know, it's been about a year. I'd had a job. I'd had some work comp where I was outside at 116 degrees, like out here every day. So I made it to claim. So I have a little cash, and I don't even have a car here. It's so hot. It melts cars out here. So I was having a little cash to buy a car, and I wanted to move to Encinitas and kind of start over.
Okay.
Yeah, Encinitas
All
is
right.
gorgeous. Right on the ocean there in Southern California. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of people like me because, you know, I'm into astrology. You know, I know every day of the year have a certain thing, like, you know, Donald Trump is for the day of the Gusty confrontation. Jimi Hendrix is for the day of electrified excitement.
Wow.
Each day of the year has a certain thing. So Lincoln was born the day of the unifier, and Bill Clinton was born the day of startling surprises.
Okay, so Nathaniel, I can't help it. What's April 7th?
wasn't that Buddha's birthday?
It's mine, actually.
Yeah,
but there's people like James Garner was on the 7th and David Frost and a few people like that. I shouldn't put you on the spot like that. Well, I'll let you think about it. And,
it's all right. No, I have the book here. I have to look it up. I know it, but I have to recall it. But I know most of them. But I'll look that up. So.
Okay. Well, I'll let you. I don't want to keep Judy here. We've got a few more people we got to get to before the end of the show. But Judy, I'll let you work with Nathaniel there.
Nathaniel, you've got some prosperity lack issues that you've got to shift. So you need to do something differently, and you do need to shift. And whether you move or not, that is really up to you. But you do need to move in a sense of get the energy rolling, get things going for you so you can live a life of everything you can imagine. It sounds like you're stuck right now and you're wanting to move, but all these things are going on and you're not for sure. So I would get out of lack and change some of your self-talk and some of the habits and perception and open that door up, because you can make money. You do know how to make money, and you can do whatever it is you want to do. And it's whatever you feel feels the best for you. That's the route you need to go. But I'm telling you, you do need to do some work, and you do need to change the perspective so everything is lined up and things can move and open up for you. Because right now they're not opening up because your energy is not opened up yet. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so, all right. Well, I'll try to open that up here and, just relax more about it, I guess. Don't worry.
Well, you Yes, I don't know how many people have emailed me. I've had some people trying to call me since we've been on the phone to take advantage of the 10 lucky people that will get a complimentary Discover session of going through more of the blocks. I'll help you clear one thing, and then I will tell you what I would recommend and some things that I'm divinely guided to tell you on your path of some things you can do. So feel free to email me. It's judy@judyehanson.com. And I will put you on the list if you're one of the 10 people, or if you still have an interest, I would be more than happy to let you know what my services are.
Can I call the phone number? Is that okay? Or...
Absolutely.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
You can call and leave a message.
Because
yes,
I called before and I didn't leave a message. I called before the show, I think. So I have
feel free to leave a message. I will not be getting back with anyone till tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
In Ohio, it is 10:30, and it's getting a little late. But you'll hear from me in the next couple of days for sure.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay, Nathaniel.
And that April 7th day is the day of enthusiastic belief. And it's
that sounds
positive.
Like me.
Yeah, you're positive, energetic, and imaginative. And your meditation, let's say, measure twice, cut once.
I'm sorry, what was that last thing you said?
Carpenter say, measure twice, cut once.
Ah, be sure before you cut. I want to make sure. Yeah,
yeah,
that's good advice.
It's just how maybe have a little planning, you know, or whatever. You know, it's supposed to be.
Yeah, we know how Aries are. They got to watch jumping in head first sometimes look.
Yeah, exactly.
I've learned about that. Yeah. Well, thank you, Nathaniel. Enthusiastic belief, positive, and imaginative. I love it. Okay. Well, please come back to more often and see us. And
okay.
Good luck. I'm hoping you get a session with Judy. And you take care. I'm going to put you back on mute so you
Sweet.
Can hear the
Thank
rest of the show.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's go quickly to 585. You're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, good evening. My name is Beth. I'm calling from Rochester, New York. How are you?
Oh, good. Is this your first time, Beth, on the show?
It is. Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know that wonderful, bright voice I would have recognized if you had been here before. Yeah, that's sort of like,
yeah.
lots of energy and everything. Good.
So
well, I'll
be
let
patient
you...
with me, please.
Well, welcome. We love the new people. Absolutely. We love our old people, too. So I'm going to go ahead and let Judy and you chat. Okay.
Okay, great. Well, I have been married for 21 years and with my husband totally for 28 years. I would say that it's been a long go. Our marriage is, I would say, kind of played itself out. I hate to say that, but we're kind of almost at the end of the road. I've been talking with a friend from high school, a male friend on Facebook recently, he's been helping me through things. And I hate to say it, but I think things have kind of progressed emotionally with this person. And he is also married. He's also having some problems with his marriage. And it's been very confusing. And I don't know where things are going. It's been a very strange time of my life. And I am extremely just confused. I have talked to my husband about separation. He is not on the same page that I am right now. And anyway, I just am wondering if you have any information about that you could provide.
The reason you have confusion is because you're having some integrity issues within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that you're a pretty honest person and you know you live pretty much by standards of right or wrong, correct?
Yes, yes.
Right, so that's your conflict. Starting something before you have finalized your relationship or turn your marriage into the relationship where you guys are going to go maybe leave as husband and wife and go into a different relationship. So, and this other guy, this guy is doing the same thing. And I won't even look into a magic ball to see what could possibly happen, because I'm going to tell you the best thing you could possibly do is to take care of whatever needs to be done with your relationship with your husband.
Yeah.
Because I did something very similar. This is unbelievable. Everybody's calling. It's like, yeah, I can relate to that. Yeah. I listened to psychics, and because I thought a psychic knew more than anybody else, because they're tapping into the future. And I didn't realize that I was really creating my future. I was creating my life. That's why it was showing up in the energy field, not because someone had a magic ball that was a psychic. And I ended up then getting a divorce. I hooked up with this guy. I ended up falling madly in love with him.
Mm-hmm.
And our relationship did not work out. It went as far as it needed to. And to this day, we still love each other, but it was not going down that path. And I was also holding on to him, thinking, oh, my God, this is it, this is it. But when you learn to trust, and you work within the integrity of a person that you are, okay, and just go with the flow and just do whatever you need to do. And if you need to separate, then separate. But another love right now isn't the answer. The answer is you to self-discover within yourself. Of is it you? What in you have you outgrown? What in you needs to expand and be different that you haven't been able to be with your husband, and find out why you haven't been able to be that way with your husband? Do you guys not communicate? Have you just reached a point where you're strangling each other in growth and you need to move on? Do you need to hit him over the head and say, wake up? You know, what is it? So only you can give yourself that answer. So you can continue in the past with this guy on Facebook, but I'm going to tell you what, you will not come to inner peace and find something until you live by your own personal integrity.
Right, right. Understood.
If you were a person that didn't have that integrity, it would probably, they would react differently.
Yeah.
Okay, but you have a high integrity level.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And I think that's why I'm struggling with this whole thing right now. But
Right. Listen, you've been with your husband for a long, I'd be so damn tired too, you know. You want something exciting. You want something new. I mean, I get it. I understand. Email me. Call me. Let's see what I can do to help you. Like I said, I honestly don't know how many people have called or whatever, but I do help people like yourself who just are self-discovering. They just to help you so you can make your decisions best for you, because I'm going to tell you, when you do, that your world will open up. You've got to trust your inner self.
Yeah.
And if you believe in a power greater than you, do you?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
That power that is within you wants you to be happier than you can even imagine. It may not be with your husband. I'm not saying to stay with your husband. I'm saying work on, I see you on a railroad track. This is what I'm seeing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I see this railroad track, and you need to just take it however it needs to go. Because if you get off the track, you're going to have nothing but confusion, because there's not a road. Does that make sense? It's like you need that rope. If you get on a train, and that train, the fastest train in the world, do you realize how fast you can go if you're on that track? But if you jump off the track, you're going to feel confused and you're going to feel lost. That's what I was shown to tell you, a railroad track, whatever that means.
Okay.
Okay, Beth. Well, we're trying to get to two last ones. We're going to go slightly over, but I want to thank you for coming on, and I can put you on mute to hear the last couple readings.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for calling. And I want to just say thanks to the chat room, because after we go officially off, they can't hear us anymore. However, those on the switchboard still can, and people listening through the computer still can. So if you're in the chat room, you can switch over. But anyway, let's try to get these last two that have been waiting patiently. And this one is area code 253. You're on the air. What is your first name and where are you located?
Hi, my name is Becky. Hi. And I'm in
Becky?
Washington State.
Hey, Becky.
Hi.
Go ahead and chat with Judy for a moment here.
Hi, Becky.
Okay. Do you have something you wanted her specifically maybe to work with in terms of
yes,
feeling
I do.
Blocked
it's,
or other?
I do. It's like it has to do with work. I'm feeling frustrated, and I feel I need a new job career.
Okay. So are you wanting to find out your soul's purpose of why you're
yes.
here? Are you just wanting a job? Okay, you want to find out your soul's purpose. Okay.
Yes.
So we can't do that in 3 or 4 minutes. Please get a hold of me at judy@judyehanson.com. Call me up, and we can clear something right now if you want. Close your eyes, and when you think about your job, tell me where you feel it in your body.
I feel it in my stomach.
Right. Put your hand on your solar plex. And what is it about your job that you're just wanting to scream and say, I've had enough of this bullshit?
I work in a middle school.
Oh, you've had enough of this bullshit. Let me tell you. I have a background.
I guess what it is,
so.
Is the respect. There is no respect. There is no
right.
respect. And so I just need, I'm tired of working with middle school age kids.
Okay. So, gosh, I wish it wasn't at the end of the hour because we would have all kinds of fun. Okay. So, when you say there's no respect, I want to ask you, during the day, how many things happen that you say to yourself, there is no respect?
I would have to say at least 100 different things.
Okay, because you got to understand this is energy. We create it. You have no idea how powerful you are. And you have the power to create whatever it is you want or don't want. So every time you're in a situation 150 times a day, you say, I am tired of this effing bullshit. I am tired of the disrespect. Guess what you're creating? You're creating
I'm
more.
I'm creating the chaos.
You are. And so I would love to be able to spend some time with you and help you break that cycle. I'm not saying to continue teaching, okay? Because when I believe that we reach a point and we stop and say, okay, what is my soul's purpose? Okay, I'm a teacher, and I've worked with little kids. I mean, I have a very diverse background, you know, energy medicine, teaching kids with special needs, with business world. So I'm very blessed that there's a lot of things I can relate to. So the kids, I get that. So do this. Put your hand on your solar plex, and a kid comes up to you and acts completely disrespectful. It's not your solar plex. What you want to do is kick his butt and tell him what you really think. Am I right?
Oh, yeah.
So there's a lot of anger you're patting, and it's built up in your solar plex because you're not able to be you at school. Your energy is shut down. You're completely, right now on a scale from 1 to 100, your energy level is about a 0, okay? And you're at your end of the school year, it's not helping. But schools have a very low vibrational energy unless somebody has cleared the energy. Then you take all of the family, and then you take the negative, the dark energy, the demons, the curses, and all this crap from all these families of all this lineage. And then you have the BS from the schools of low energy, and it has completely wiped you out. So you don't really know what it is you really want to do, because your energy is about a zero right now. Now,
right.
If I tell you that, does that feel about right? Your energy is about a zero?
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking for every day. It's like, how many days do I have left?
All right. And in the schools with middle-aged kids, for 1 minute, they're acting like, oh, my God, they're a young adult. And the next day, they act like a little five-year-old. So you've got that going, too. But you are a blessing to those children. And if you could somehow, between now and the end of school, what, you have 2 weeks left?
Yeah, we have about 3 weeks, yeah.
If you could do this, even if you don't feel it, if you would go to bed tonight and thank God for bringing you these precious little children.
Okay.
And look at the uniqueness. When you can get your energy up to right now, your energy has already moved up to about a 50, believe it or not. If you can go back to about 50%, if you can go back to remembering why you fell in love with those kids, and you can just be in gratitude, and when you're at school tomorrow, do something completely different, be in gratitude, and do not allow anyone to overreact you, and just keep thanking God that you have made a difference in these kids' lives.
Okay.
Email me, call me up, 614-209-3025. I can help you get your energy going. I can tell you what I have available, what we can do, but you can. And the other thing, I'm not going to do this in a discovery session because we're talking, this is a full session. But I can help you clear the energy in the school, and I can help, which would be a huge gift for you to give those children. And I'm going to tell you what, you will notice a difference in school.
Right.
You walk into school and life, it'll be different. And I can help you get your energy to where it needs to go, open it up, release a lot of this build-up anger, because you don't want that anger, do you?
No, I don't.
No, you're a lot of fun. You don't want that anger.
No, I don't. I have too much.
No.
Life's too short.
Yeah, and you really are a really fun teacher. And
oh, yeah.
You are. And you got to remember how fun you are. And you remember about that child that looks at you in your eyes. And their eyes are full of love and laughter.
Okay.
And they're full of enthusiasm. And that's the part you're forgetting. You're seeing them little shits that they are. But
yeah.
You need to go back and see that jewel that they are, because they're there.
Okay.
Hey, Julie, we're actually supposed to be PG rated here. But then again, how many kids? Most kids know that anyway, so whatever.
That's a mile compared to what they say.
I know. It's mild for what they do know. Okay, Becky,
okay, well,
we got one more
so
we got
much.
To get in. We're already over time, so we're working our poor girl here. But good advice, and thanks for coming on the show, and I'll put you on mute if you want to hear the last one here. You have a good week, okay? Let us know how it goes, all right?
Thank you.
Bye, Becky. Okay, and we got one last one. Not taking any more, but that's all we have left on here anyways. That's good. We got everybody. 561, you actually made it. What is your first name, and where are you from?
Stacy, Florida.
Okay, I'm sorry, Florida. And what was your first name?
Stacy.
Okay, Stacy.
Yes.
I'll let you chat with Judy briefly. We'll probably have to keep to 3 or 4 minutes, but hopefully we can help a little bit. Let's go ahead,
okay.
Judy.
How are you doing, Daisy? Hi, fine.
Good. So what can I help you with?
I wanted to know, what do you see in regards to love?
Love, love, love. We all want love. You know, We do. We all want love.
The fundamental.
And that's what we were born to love. I mean, that's what we are, this soul to love. So, so you want love. So when's the last time you've been in a loving relationship?
Oh, Lord, don't have me. So many moons ago. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So how long have you been alone?
Wow. A long time.
Okay, confess.
Couple
how long
years.
Have you been alone?
Ten years.
Have you been in, have you dated in 10 years, or you just really haven't done anything in 10 years?
I have, but it wasn't that pure thing, you know, it's just play games, I guess.
I understand. I'm going to tell you what, Daisy, you've got to heal, and you have to heal this the last relationship and a few other relationships, because you are capable of having the most beautiful love that you desire, that you've got to heal. And you've got to heal that broken heart and some of the anger that you are holding in and holding. And are you willing to do that?
Yes.
You're willing to do the work. Okay. So that's where you get the work going and shift the energy. It's all about shifting energy. And then what will happen is all of a sudden this door is going to be open and you're going to have to choose from several ones. So, you know, to say, okay, in 3 months or 3 years or 3 days, I'm going to tell you what, get the work done and the doors will open. Give me a call at 614-209-3025, and I'll tell you what we can do, and we'll get it moving. You're going to need a heart adjustment, which is a pretty common thing, and the anger, you've got to let go of that explosive anger that you have got tucked in your body so you can feel and get rid of that stuff, and your whole life is going to open up and change.
Okay.
Thank you. What I see is a field of tulips. Do you like tulips?
Yes.
Okay. So I want you to see there is an angel that is giving you a bouquet of tulips, and they are for the spring of now. And in the part of the country I live in, it is spring. Where you are, it's summer, but here it's spring. And you are giving a bouquet of tulips for a new beginning.
Okay.
So this is for you to do the work, which it's not hard. It's just you have to be willing to do it, and the world will open for you. Give me a call.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know she and it doesn't necessarily for everyone. You know, one was going to take a different session, but she's got 10 discovery sessions that are 30-minute free ones. So if you get in there, you may be, well, one of the 10. So she'll get back to everyone after today. And we want to thank you, Judy, for being on. It was really great having you. We'd love for you to come back. And
I would
hopefully
love to.
You will. Yeah, well, let's put our calendars together for maybe June or July and see if you can come back to. Yeah.
So, anyway,
we are way over here. I better end this show. And we want to thank the chat room. It's been closed for a while. And thank everyone who has come to the show to listen, whether through the computer or on the switchboard or through the chat room. And we wish everyone a wonderful, wonderful week. We'll see you next Monday. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thanks, Judy.
You have been listening to Healing with the Rainbow Rays with your host, Alejandra. We appreciate you as a listener and invite you to return to future shows on Monday evenings at 9 p.m. through 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Alejandra can be contacted by email at alejandra7777@yahoo.com. She also has 3 fan sites on Facebook: Healing with the Rainbow Rays, Accelerated Manifesting, and Rainbow Dolphin Pod Healing. Alejandra can be followed on Twitter at Alejandra7777. For information about her private sessions, ongoing classes, webinars, and speaking engagements, please visit her website at www.colorhealing.com. Namaste.